He is Austria's Eurovision scout, the mastermind behind the scenes at ORF. But Eberhard Forscher is much more than that. He's a musician, a teacher, a DJ, a presenter, and he is deep in the music industry in Österreich. Eberhard, hello.
Hello, William. Hello. I'm really glad to be here and talk to you. And I'm looking forward to Eurovision Song Contest next year in Italy, and Austria will definitely show you guys what good music Austria can deliver.
I mentioned in the intro that you have done so much in music. Could you just tell us quickly about your career and then perhaps lead on to what you do at Eurovision for Austria?
I've been working for the radio station, for Austria's biggest radio station for like 40 years as a radio DJ. I was a club DJ and a DJ on big events for more than 30 years. I am a musician. I was a very, not very, but I was a successful musician in the 80s here in Austria with a couple of hits. I'm still producing music for media, for TV stations, for radio stations. And some of my music can be heard on CSI Miami, Australia's Next Top Model, and some other international programs. And most of it in here in Austria. But since
May I ask you, when you do things for TV, are you doing like the theme songs and the credits? Is it music?
Yeah, we did a lot of theme songs. We did for the Austrian talent show Starmania. It was called Starmania. We did the signation, the main theme for we had I think about 8 years where we did the whole sport, thing, you know, every sport event was with our music. And I'm doing not very much right now because I have a couple of other radio shows right now. And, you know, I'm already officially retired. So, you know, I try to make it a little bit easier. And So when I was getting in contact with the Eurovision Song Contest, I was a kid and I really liked the glamour, and it was always a family event, you know, sitting in front of the TV set and everybody was, you know, making his remarks, and we would go, I think this one wins, or I think this country will win, or this is so bad, they will get less. And so it was always very, very entertaining. And then I think it was in the late 90s, it got a little bit boring for me because I could never understand why they don't make songs that are can also be played on the radio, because most of the Eurovision songs at that time you wouldn't hear them on the radio. And you know, I came from the radio, so I lost a little bit the contact to Eurovision Song Contest. Then I think from 2005-2006 I got more interested in Eurovision Song Contest, but I still had the same problem. I always thought there must be a song, a good Eurovision song that can also make sense on the radio. And then we had Euphoria. And this was the moment where I really got back into a Eurovision Song Contest, because she really proved it. She really proved it. That song was so good. It was so good on the stage. It was so good on radio. It was good in the clubs. So this was the whole package. It was really on point. And from that point on, I was getting more and more interested. And the year when Conchita won the contest, I saw Conchita in the semifinal, and first of all, I I wasn't sure whether I should think about winning the contest, but when I saw her on the semi-final, I just couldn't imagine that anybody else could make it better than she did. And so I was so sure, and I, to all my friends, I said, hey, we have seen the winner. We have seen the winner, and I'm so sure that she will win, and she did. And so I thought, yeah, now I would really be motivated to maybe put some input into the team who's scouting for the song contest. So I did the first year when we were having this TV national show with about like more than 20 acts. And I put some inputs into that show, but not officially. It was just, I met this guy who was the scout at that time. And we met a couple of times. We went to some clubs to see some bands. And so there were some inputs from me in that. And then the Make Makes won this. And then someday I got a call from OAF, and Stefan Zechner was on the phone, and I knew him from a couple of other things. And he said, hey, listen, we were so unhappy with last year, the Make Makes on the last and 0 points. Would you be interested in scouting for us for at this year? When they asked me, they planned a national TV show with 10 acts, and I said yes. I would be very interested, and I'm sure I know so many young acts and so many acts that I could really imagine being on a Eurovision stage. And yeah, then I was looking for those 10 acts. It was not that easy as I thought it would be, because at that time, most of the acts you would ask for Eurovision, they would go, oh no, Eurovision, no, oh no, thank you, no. No, it's here in Austria, it's up to this year was the first year where it was a little bit easier. But all the years I'm doing that, it's so hard. The acts that I really want to see, most of them, they were, you know, they would say, no, thank you. Eurovision, that's not our, no. Yeah, so I was finding 10 acts, and we had this TV show, and it was quite a success. And then Zoe won. And I was very happy with the win, because Zoe was... yeah, she was so beautiful. The song had this this special feeling, and singing in French, this was new. And so I was very glad that she won this internal this TV show. And so this was my first Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, and I was there, and I just couldn't believe the whole atmosphere, the people, and I got to know so many interesting musicians, producers. It was, for me, was just as I was in heaven. And then, of course, I think in the semifinal, I was with Matthias in the green room, and for me it was just, you know, just like the little boy the first time seeing such a wonderful thing. And you know, I was so excited when Zoe came on, and we thought after her, yeah, it was good, but I almost had no nerves. But when she was in the final, I was already happy. And yeah, she did a good job. I think she was 13th or 12th. Anyway, we were all pretty happy. And so the story could continue. The next year...
Eberhard, can I ask you something? Yeah. After you've chosen the artist, do you still have input on things like staging? So for instance, with Zoe, were you able to make contributions after she was selected? Yeah. Or were you...
See, the thing is that after we've chosen the artist and the song, of course, in the years after that, here we had these 10 artists, and I've been almost with every artist in the studio, and I give my inputs, and there was nothing to do after she won this contest. But on the other hand, in the years afterwards, I'm always involved in the process of not writing the song, but producing the song, and the whole OF team, song contest team. We sit together when the song is done, and then with Marvin Dietmann, we talk about how can we, put it on stage. And here the main man is, of course, Marvin, but all of us, the other people in the team, they give their inputs. But there we have Marvin, and he's the guy who knows what to do. So the second year, I really wanted to have a song with this radio flair, I came over a video of a young guy. I've never heard of him, and this video was so impressive for me because he was one of the few here in Austria who really who really could produce radio-friendly pop music. And this was Nathan Trend, and I called him up and I said, yeah, I really like what you do, and can we meet? And if you have some other demos, bring it with you. And he came from Innsbruck with a train, and we met at my apartment, and I said, yeah, I really like your video, and I think you could probably make it to the Eurovision Song Contest stage. And I said, hey, do you have any other demos? And he said, yeah, I just made two of them in the train from Innsbruck to Vienna. And I said, hey, how can you do that? And then he said, yeah, I just made the instrumentals, and I sing it to you right here. And so he would play these two instrumentals, and he sang to me, and I was so impressed because he had such a charisma, and he won the internal thing. It was a very very tight decision because we had another female singer with a song from I think. No, it was from Greg Watts. You know him, maybe. But he won, and so we tried to make this song kind of radio friendly. But on the other hand, we thought that it could probably perform good on the stage. Then they had a problem. They had a totally different stage vision. And Kiev.
Kiev.
Yeah. And then it they had some problems, and they had to change it in the last couple of days. And so we had this moon thing. Yeah. Anyway, this time it was also very exciting because we were very shaking at the semifinal. But he made the final, and we were very happy with the jury votings because I think he was 11th or 12th with the jury, and then he got 0 points, and he was just so disappointed. And because I told him, hey, listen, this is great, because with the audience you will get some more, and you will really get. And then he was the first was announced with 0 points, and he was so disappointed. But we had. The two times that I was in command, we had two finals, so everybody was very happy.
And, can I ask you, when the public vote came in for Nathan, were you surprised by this? How do you explain this difference between the jury and the public?
Yeah, we were all pretty disappointed. We couldn't understand because I thought it was such a an audience-friendly pop song, and That was the perfect year because I think the next year was the last year when these radio-friendly songs really happened. Because nowadays I would never never try to get a radio-friendly song on the Eurovision stage. I think it changed. It changed in the last couple of years because it got so boring with all these dance pop acts. They all sound the same. The stage antics are all the same. So I'm not interested in that anymore. But at that time I was in. So the next year with César, we were pretty sure that we had the right guy, the right song, and yeah. As you know, it really happened, and we were very, very happy to have him and his voice and the song. So this was perfect for us. We ended up on third place with the jury on the first place. And yeah, that gave us some credibility. And the next year, I thought it would be great if we can bring an artist and then and a song which is really different because the radio thing it was I thought at this time it was over especially for me and for the team we wanted to have some really special thing so we were looking for acts who could probably bring this special song and we had three acts in the race who were very, very, very interesting with very good songs. And one of the acts was Ruskaya, one of the most famous Austrian, how can I say that? They're a very special act. Yeah? Very, very special, good live act. They play big festivals with 40, 50,000 people. And they had such a good song. And here was the problem. They have a German record company, and the record company, they didn't, the contract that ORF would give to them, they wouldn't accept it. So one of the good acts was away. And another good act was King & Potter by the name. They had a very, very, very good song, kind of a dancey song, but very special. Yeah, and we were at the day when we would sign the contract, the producer and manager of this act, he said, "Hey, listen, we already have one of our songs playing on the radio. Why should we record a song that is not written by us because I got it from England," and he said, "No, I won't do that because I get my share with the credits that I have in the song that we." So they were away, and there was only Panda left. And Panda, we wanted a song from her. She sent us some demos, and I've seen her a couple of times live, and it was really good, and. She sent us some songs and we said, yeah, this one, this special song, please make that to a real song. It was a very rough demo and we will be happy. And she did that, but the song just couldn't take off. We already had almost, I think just 2 weeks left. And we didn't have a song, so I said, "What can we do?" And I called her manager and I said, "Hey, you're preparing Panda's album. Can I hear the album? So maybe there is a song on there." And so she sent me the album, and most of the songs were very electro with very long instrumental parts, and there was just one song where I could imagine maybe it works. And this was Limits. It was a very tricky situation because we have had very big problems with the management because she wouldn't change anything in this song. And we thought, hey, listen, the song would need some dramatic build up or whatever, because it just goes like this. And yeah, but she wouldn't do that. And the management said, no way. Yeah, so we know what happened. And I was very sad that year because so many things went wrong in this year. And the manager, she even didn't say hello when we met in Lisbon. And it was really, so I thought, okay, yeah. And the next year, I had the idea that I saw that it would be nice if we can send an actor or a song which has a kind of funky attitude in what way ever. Vincent Bueno, he was already in some of the internal things. He was, when Caesar won the internal competition, he was almost close to him with a very nice ballad song, and it was really very, very close. And so I thought, give him another try, because he was on the first show I did for the TV with the 10 acts. He was one of the acts with a song which was not so good, but I knew he can write good songs. So I said, hey, this is another chance for you. And he was the best in this year, and he came up with this funky pop. And yeah, it was a pity that we couldn't have the normal Eurovision Song Contest. So we were all very disappointed, but and then we were talking about what would we do next year. And I said, hey, listen, he tried it 3 times. The last time he was so close. He was so close. And this time he had a good song. Give him another try. Okay. And Kati, which is my chief, she said, yes, okay. I like the guy, and he has the balls, and he knows how to write a good song. And I said to Vincent, and I have almost a friendship to him since the first day I met him. And I said, Vincent, you know, this is your chance. We gave you the green ticket, the green card, and you have almost a year, or almost like 8 months, to bring a good song. Because he said, yeah, he will only sing his own songs. And I said, yeah, I trust you. You can write good songs, so do it. And then I saw that every time when I phoned him up, he said, yeah, I'm still working on my album. And he's been involved in a musical. And I said, yeah, but Vince, time goes on. Please, think about song contest and write a song. And you know, the weeks went by, the month went by, and then it was like August. And in August, end of August, we usually have the contestants with the first demos. And then he said, "Yeah, yeah, next week you get 5 demos." And I said, "Yeah, okay." So we went up to OAF with Kati and the whole team, and he would present his 5 songs, and none of them was just, it was, I can say that, but we were so disappointed. There was no song who could ever make it to the final. And yeah, we said to him, Vince, no way, there is no song. I mean, you had so much time, and you didn't deliver. So what are we gonna do now? Because these songs, we won't go with one of these songs. And then Kati told me, yeah, you have to look internationally. And I have already, of course, I have a couple of agencies and a couple of guys that sent me songs. In the first years, it was almost like I got almost 200 songs a year. In the last couple of years, I get 40, 50 songs. And most of them, they are so boring and they're so average. So I thought, hey, I said to Kati, I'll try, I'll do my best. But my experience from the last year says this will be a hard challenge. But then I got this song from Pele Laureano, and this song was at least standing out from all of the others that I got. And I said, I kind of like this song. I'm not sure whether Vince will like it and Vince can sing it, because it was a song, the original demo was sung from a rock singer. And so I wasn't sure. So we gave it to Vincent, and first he thought, but then after he saw there is no other possibility, we have no other possibility, he said, I will hack this song and I make it into mine. And he did it quite well, I think. And the thing was, it was just not the right year for a song like this. The song was more deep row. It was not uplifting. It was not. And in this year, and you have seen the results, you could not get into the final with a song like this. And so this was the second year where the circumstances were just not good. So this year, I was not sure whether I will make it another year, but they asked me, please, was not your fault. We know that, and please. And I was really, when I saw the this year's final, I got so excited, man. I can tell you, because this year, everything happened in the way that I think Eurovision. See, my absolute favorite, beside Maneskin, were the Ukraine. This song was just so far out, and it was so crazy and so totally different. And I really like that. And there were so many other good songs. I mean, the French singer with this chanson type, that was good. Maneskin, I mean, that was a manifesto. There was so much energy, and it was just, it blew me away. And there were a couple of other good songs, but the thing that I felt for the last couple of years, that these average dance pop style songs, they didn't do nothing. Not even Malta. I thought Malta will end up in the top five at least. But this was the only dance pop song that I kind of liked, because she was very, very she was very charismatic. The voice was just wow, and the song was the best of all these dance pop songs. So I was very, 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 very happy seeing this year's final. And in the night, I made my decision. If they want me another year to do that, I will do it. And I will do it in a way I have not done it before, because I go to the best acts that we have here in Austria. And I'm sure I will have all the arguments to get them into this pitch. So first of all, on the next day I called up the management of Bilderbuch, which is the most famous Austrian act, and it's kind of like the Maneskin of Austria with a different musical style, but they are so cool, and they are playing shows in Austria with 20,000 people just coming for them, and they are internationally very good, at least in Germany and Switzerland, and they are the coolest band you can ever imagine. And and I thought I this time I'll get them. So I called the manager, and I had two long calls, and He understood my arguments, because I said, hey, what can you lose? What can you fucking lose? You can only win. You can only win, because if you go on stage and do your thing, nothing else. You can go on stage and you can only win. And he said, I'm with you, and I will talk to the guys. It's very difficult, but I will do my best because I think that would be the best for the band. So and the next one was Power of Stellar. And I talked to all the acts that usually would only say no, because this time I had the feeling after this year's final, it's everything is possible. And Bilder Buch were in there for like 7 weeks. He would keep me hoping, and at least he called me up and I said, hey, I've done everything to convince them, but I think they have, as the lead singer said it, it's the fear of falling. And I said, hey, listen, we've talked about that. They don't have to fear the fear of falling. They cannot fall anyway. So they said, no, thank you. But in the meantime, I had a lot of other very interesting acts that were, this was the first year that I have at least, now we have four finalists, you know? And on Tuesday, we will have the big meeting. And on Tuesday, I hope we will know which act will be on the stage in Turin. And this time, all of these acts, I had at least 20 to 25 acts competing in this internal pitch. And now we have these four finalists, and all of them, they really want to go there. I have not experienced this before. Even with Caesar and even with Nathan, they opened their heart. But this time I have four acts that are really, really into it. They really want it with all of their heart. And I have, of course, heard the demos that they send us, and with these demos, we choose these four acts. And they had now 1.5 months to work out these demos to the final. So I think tomorrow I get the first songs that are produced. And they are very, very, very interesting acts, and I have a personal favorite, which is an electronic duo with the origins in southern Tyrol, which belongs to Italy, but they live in Vienna for like 15 years, and they have this very distinctive sound, and they're so cool. There's a guy who looks a little bit like a very cool female model, because every time I play the videos of these guys to some other people, they say, hey, wow, this girl looks so pretty. And I said, no, it's not a girl, it's a guy. But they are the coolest people ever, and they have this distinctive electronic sound. They are very, very good live playing. They have a lot of fans. They have won a lot of prizes. They play on different festivals in Europe. And the first time when I approached them, they say, yeah, we always dreamed of going to Eurovision. I've never heard that from an Austrian act before. And I really love these guys. And yeah, they had two demos. One was too far out. Kati could not deal with it, and the other one has such a nice mood and atmosphere. And I said, I told them, yeah, we want you, but you have to work that into a real song. The mood is fantastic. If it happens that it gets a song, I'm sure you will go to Turin. And then we have one act who's playing a combination between electro swing and EDM. Very, very good live act, charismatic female singer, and a good live act. Yeah, the demo was quite good. And the guy, he wrote me yesterday that they are so happy with the end, with the final song. And there is another act from Styria, which they are very cool pop act, but not in the usual average radio pop idiom. Very, how can I say that? Very funky, but always not too aggressive, not too. But very, very cool. This is the favorite of Marvin. He said this is the most modern act that we have, and yeah, I was very glad because I like this band since a couple of years, and I go like 400 kilometers to see them play live. So they are really, really nice, and we have a DJ act with a young DJ producer, with a young female singer, and this guy is the most successful Austrian DJ act ever. He has like 80 million Spotify followers. He has like some of his videos have 180 million YouTube clicks, and he's very, 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 very successful, but nobody knows him. This is the craziest thing ever. The manager, he approached me and he said, hey, could you imagine him with the song contest? And he's playing club music originally, very instrumental and very, yeah. And I said, yeah, of course. I mean, we had up to now only acts with a couple of hundred or maybe a couple of thousand YouTube clicks, which is not good in the first sight. So I said, of course, but we have to talk about the topic. And you know, he's a record company in the Netherlands. The song is from Sweden and from the USA, and he lives in Italy and produces in Italy. But he's Austrian, and the singer is also Austrian and from the Tyrol. The song is written by Sweden and the daughter of Gene Simmons from Kiss.
What?
She is one of the writers. Yeah, and she sang the demo. We have only one problem with the song. The song, the demo was very, very, very good. The only problem was it was very close to a well-known song from the 80s. And so I had a long Zoom meeting with the management, with the record label, with like seven people. And I told them, listen, guys, we love the act. We love the core of the song is very, very good, but you have to change the chorus and you have to change the lyrics in the chorus, because otherwise I'm sure you will not make it to Turin, because we have an external jury where I sent the songs out, and there was the reaction was so bad because it was so close to this very, very well-known hit from the 80s. So I've told them what to do, and everybody said, yeah. I'm not sure. I've heard a version of the old playback where they changed just the lyrics, but from that change alone, that doesn't mean nothing, because you always hear still the. So I'm very, very excited who will make it. I think from tomorrow on till Saturday, I get the songs. Then I have to present it to the external jury on Tuesday. I think, and I hope Kathy will decide with which act we go on.
Wow, it sounds like this year you really feel like Austria is in a good position.
I think this year I've never, it was never such a pleasure than this year. It's always a lot of work, you know. I'm always going to the rehearsal rooms. I go to the studios. I go to see them live. I meet them and talk to them, and it was about like 10 acts that I thought could probably make it into the final. So at least we have four. And but this year it was so. I was so motivated, and I was so, because I wanted, I'm not sure whether I will do it next year again. So I thought I will really, this time I want to make an impact, and I did my best. And I don't think that in Austria you have better acts that I approached this year. And so if it happens, I will be glad. And if it doesn't happen, I will be very disappointed. And then I will know that was it for me, definitely, because, you know, I'm all the day I'm working with Austrian acts. I have this YouTube channel, Austroton, which presents every week. We present like 10 new Austrian acts with their songs, with their videos. And with the one radio station I work for, I always play Austrian music. So I'm still in contact with the young scene, but on the other hand, if this doesn't work this year, I don't know. Yeah, but I'm this year, I'm very, very optimistic, and I'm so excited. I can't tell you this next couple of days. I'm very, very happy that the final decision is not made by me. I mean, I collect all the echoes from the jury members, and then I present it to the team and to Kathy. And of course, I say which is my personal favorite. But then you know, there's always discussion in the team, and Kathy is the one, she's responsible for the whole thing, and she makes the final decision. In the last couple of years, there was no we were always on the same direction. So, but I'm really sure this year, I'm really happy that I don't have to make the decision, because I like all of them. I like all of them, and
Wow. And it's interesting for us outside of Austria, we would think, oh, you know, Conchita wins in 2014. And us foreigners, we were all Googling Austria, Googling Conchita. We saw Conchita at the Golden Globes. We thought maybe it would change the perception of Eurovision, you know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But did this not happen?
No. See, the thing is, in many other countries, they have a lot of good singers, female singers, male singers, and they have a lot of composers in their own country. And here we don't have it. We don't have. See, it's of course every year I have a couple of singers where I'm looking for songs. I had this year I had one very, very nice pop song, though, but very, very nice from an Ireland composer, and I had a very, very good female singer, and this was one of my personal favorites this year. But of course, it was too. It didn't have this real standout quality. It was a very, very good pop song, and this was one of the singers that she's in the race since 3 years. And she never made it, but I still think she's one of the best singers we have in Austria. But there are only like three or four of them. And male singers, I had one song where I was looking for a male singer. I contacted three of them, and I sent him the demo and the instrumental and the lyrics. And I said, yeah, try it. And nobody could sing it like the demo voice. So this is a real problem in Austria. The one song I told you with this DJ, it was clear that the daughter of Gene Simmons cannot sing the song. Yeah, has to be an Austrian singer. So I approached the four best female Austrian singers, and I don't know more. I approached them, I sent them the song, and I said, hey, listen, you cannot lose, because the main act is this guy, the DJ producer, featuring you. So for your personal career, it's no, you will never have any damage, because you will perform with your great voice. And if it doesn't happen, you can blame him. You know, none of those four singers would be interested. And I know one of them. She's really, really, really good. I would love to have her on the Eurovision stage. And she has not very much success in Austria, but she's a really good singer. And I thought, hey, this is the opportunity. And she would say, hey, Eberhard, thank you that you're thinking of me. But I don't think that this is a good song for me. And what will you do? So this is one of the problems, because I see in the Balkan countries, they always have these great singers, male or female, and they have good composers. And so in Austria, you have to look for acts that are writing their own material, because you know my experiences with international copyrights was not that good in the years that I do this. So and this year it was clear I will look for acts that are really playing live here in Austria. They have their audience, and I think this year I'm really happy. I'm really happy. And I hope I will be happy next year, next week too. Let me know which act we go to Turin. And then I hope I will be happy in Turin.
And do you have any idea when you guys will reveal? Or will it be in the new year, or would it be sooner?
Yeah, see, the thing is, Kati, the chief, she will end her job at the end of the year. And then next year there will be another person in command, because I think she will do it in the next couple of, say, 2 weeks. I'm sure we will find the act on Tuesday. But then you know, this is ORF, which is a very bureaucratic monster, and everything takes so long, and you cannot. I mean, I cannot go on Facebook and say, hey, listen, we have this wonderful actor, because they would kill me, you know, because you have to talk to Roman, and you have to talk to, and so it will take, I think, of course, a couple of days, maybe 1 or 2 weeks. But it depends. See, if it happens that this DJ act song is still not far away from this 80s classic, but the verse is very good, and they have another part of it which is very, very good, and very you cannot compare it to any other. But when Kati says, yeah, this is the best act anyway, but they have to change it again. Maybe then it takes another 2 or 3 weeks. But I'm sure if they didn't realize it after this two long briefing calls, it's a pity, but it's their fault. I cannot make it more clear. And I said, listen, it's not me. It's just, you know, all of the jury experts, everybody was saying, no way, this is just too close. I'm not even sure if there was a copyright. I think we had once, there was one song of in a pitch that we gave to some university doctor here in Austria who makes these expertise about copyright thing, and it costs like 2,500 euro, and he gives you like 40 pages of of arguments, but this is not a copyright problem. But this year I thought, please change it so we don't have to make this thing. And yeah, let's see. I have a little bit the feeling that they didn't change it too much, but then they will not get the votes of the jury and not Katie's vote, because Katie, she said the first time, yeah, I like the project, I like the verse, I like the tempo, it's very up tempo, it's like 140, I like that, but the chorus and the lyrics, they have to change them. Yeah, I have told them if they don't want it, yeah, I cannot do nothing about it.
And a final question for you, Eberhard. For you, what's your personal highlight of all the work you've done at Eurovision? What's something you're either most proud of or just your most special moment?
Yeah, see, I mean, if you made it to number one at the juries, if you make it to number three in the final with a song that I really liked and that I was very involved in getting this song to this final thing, because he was with the first part of the song, he was a year before in the internal pitch, but it had a very different chorus, what was kind of a disco-like thing, and we said, hey, listen, the verse was so good, why don't you try it next year and try to make a chorus which really fits to that. I was involved in that a little bit too, and you know, if you're so happy to be part of such a thing, it is so heartwarming, it's so uplifting, and being there, and I remember I was there with my wife, and Kati was up there in the 30th row there, and we just couldn't believe it when they always said Austria 12 points, Austria 10 points, Austria 12 points, and Kati, she would break down on her knees, and she would just not realize, maybe she was a little bit afraid that we win again, and that would be for the OAF, it would be very, very, very intensive financially, but we were all so happy, and I will never forget that moment. And that, of course, I'm always very, very excited. And in the semifinal, I had not the best feeling. And I think he was I was very, very insecure. And we were going to this shopping center opposite the hall, and we were going down with the elevator. And there were, I think, three or four young American guys came in there, and one of them said, "Hey, where are you guys from?" And we said, "Yeah, we're from Austria." I said, "Hey, this guy, he's so hot, and this voice, and he will win this." And it was very good in this moment because I was so insecure, And my wife says, "Hey, you see, as I told you, they really like him. They really like him." And you know, if you're involved so emotionally as I am, you're always insecure and you're always hoping that it works. And of course, you know, when the first songs get published, I always look at YouTube and at the comments. I always look at your site, and then of course I'm very excited. What will you think about the songs? What will other think about the song? And I go, and I always hope that that the song and the act is in the upper places. But it was a very hard some year when I always saw, oh, Austria is so much down there, and I think, hey, I can't believe it. I mean, it's not that bad. It's a good song. So why isn't it more? But this was just magic for me. It was magic, and of course this was in Lisbon, and I really liked the town. And this is how can I say, this is the I'm looking for the right word. You know, it's a lot of work that I do. It doesn't get me much money, but what is nicer than to be in a nice place with nice people, and then the act you really believed in is going to the first place with the jury, to the third place overall. I mean, you just can't believe it, and you have the feeling, yeah, you did the right thing this year, and I hope this year we will show the world that Austria has a lot of good music to offer.
Eberhard Forscher, thank you so much. Musician, teacher, presenter, DJ, and the Eurovision scout for Austria, vielen, vielen Dank.
Ich danke dir. Thank you very much. You look gorgeous, I have to tell you. Yeah, me not, because I've been sick for 2 weeks now. But the more I really dig into the Eurovision theme, and so yeah, that lifts me up. So, is this one cat or two cats behind you?
There are two of them. So this is the original cat, and then this is the new cat.
Oh, okay, nice.
And they're very territorial. So if one of them is here, the other comes to make sure he's not claiming the whole thing.